my favorite Christmas story. I've written a few Christmas stories over the years, but this is my favorite Christmas story, and I've told it many, many times. Don't really have a name for it other than it's the Christmas story. It could be the first Christmas. I'll let you decide what its name should be. Brian and Kathy had gotten married. But before they got married in August, they had decided that their first holiday season, including Thanksgiving and Christmas, would be spent not with their families, but just the two of them. They had seen what had happened to a lot of their friends who had gotten married in the fights over who they would spend their holiday seasons with. It's like they didn't want to have their first very special holidays marred by such things. So they got it out of the way right away and told each side of the family that while they loved them and they would spend the remaining holidays in their life with them, that this first holiday season of Thanksgiving and Christmas, they were just going to spend it with the two of them. Of course, there was anger and panic, and then the families thought to themselves, you know what? They're going to give in. They're going to show up at the last minute and realize how important it was to spend Christmas with them. But it didn't happen. They did just spend the holidays, the two of them. Thanksgiving was indeed special. They had talked about how they were going to approach these holidays, that they were two families integrating their traditions and things together. They saw their friends arguing over when to open presents, what to do here, there, and the other thing, because they were all coming from different traditions. So they had decided that they would alternate traditions. So Thanksgiving was the easiest one, because what traditions are there? Well, it's food. So all you got to do is add another dish. It's not like you have to choose between them. You just make another dish. So they knew that Thanksgiving wasn't going to be a problem, and they sailed through it. But they had decided that Christmas really started at the end of Thanksgiving. And so in order to start their own special Christmas ideas together, that they would do something unique that wasn't part of either family's tradition, that they would get their tree on Thanksgiving and trim it together. Oh, what a glorious time they had trimming that tree, laughing with some movies in the background. It was 3 days later after Thanksgiving that Brian had walked by and noticed that underneath the Christmas tree was a small little gift, very beautifully wrapped, a little bow on it, a little tag. It said to Brian from Kathy, with love. Brian picked it up, gently shook it, because you got to be careful. Some things are fragile. You don't want to break it. He thought to himself, Kathy's such an amateur at gift giving. 3 days after Thanksgiving, and you're putting something underneath the Christmas bree already, and it's some little bauble? Oh, please. You see, Brian thought to himself as the greatest Christmas gift giver ever. So he went out and bought 3 baubles himself, put it under the Christmas tree, to Kathy, with love, from Brian. And for the next 3 days, he walked by the Christmas tree, and underneath there were 4 gifts. The numbers didn't change. And each day, he would pick up the gift for him, shake it. It was so light, couldn't figure out what it was. And after the 3rd day, seeing that Kathy hadn't responded to his 3 gifts, he began to have some doubts. Maybe he had underestimated Kathy. Maybe this small box wasn't some bauble, but it was something important. And that's when he began to be haunted by his favorite aunt's voice. Great things come in small packages. Small amount of panic came into Brian's mind. He went out and bought a couple of nice gifts he had on a list to get Kathy, wrapped them up, put them underneath the Christmas tree to Kathy from Brian with love. And every day he would walk by. And every day, Kathy added no gifts under the tree. No, just the one she had done 3 days after Thanksgiving. And each time he went by, and each time he picked it up, and each time his aunt's voice would come and say, great things come in small packages. It was now a week and a half till Christmas. Kathy hadn't put anything else underneath the Christmas tree. By that time, his aunt's voice had convinced him that he had messed up, that he would not have given a gift at all, that Kathy had seen through what he had gotten, and he hadn't gotten her enough for her to respond yet. And so he went out and he bought a bunch of gifts, got all the ones that he had planned to get her for the Christmas season. He put them under the Christmas tree, and he walked by day after day, sometimes at least 10 or 12 times during the day, just to see what was underneath the Christmas tree. And sure enough, there was only one gift for him, a small little package, beautifully wrapped with a small bow on it, to Brian with love from Kathy. And every time he picked it up, he could not figure out what it was. But that's okay. Clearly, it's something fantastic, and he just needed to put enough gifts underneath the Christmas tree to get his second gift. So he went and he maxed out all of his credit cards. And there was a mountain of gifts underneath the Christmas tree for Kathy. But as he stood that Christmas Eve before the tree, there was still only one gift under the Christmas tree for him. It made no sense. Other than the voice from his aunt. Great things come in small packages. But what could it be? It was a small package. It was so light. What could it be? Then he remembered, oh, that's right. It had worked out so that they were going to open their presents Christmas morning. You know, his family had opened their Christmas presents on Christmas Eve. But Kathy's had opened theirs on Christmas morning, but Kathy's family allowed them to open one gift Christmas Eve. So as Kathy was doing something in the kitchen, getting ready to bake some Christmas cookies for the night, he came in and nonchalantly said, So, which of the gifts underneath the tree are you going to open tonight? You know, it is your family's tradition to open one present Christmas Eve. Kathy smiled at him, that smile that he loved dearly. Oh, honey, that wouldn't be fair to you. You've only got one Christmas present underneath the tree. And if we opened that tonight, you wouldn't have any presents to open tomorrow. And that would just be awful. So I'm not going to open a present tonight. We can do that next year. Foiled again. Brian spent a pleasant evening with his wife, eating Christmas cookies and watching Christmas movies. But he had an awful time getting to sleep. He didn't have any sugar plums dancing in his head. No, he had a little box with a bow. And rather than some Christmas song singing in the background as the box danced in his head, he had his aunt's voice. Great things come in small packages over and over and over again. Finally, exhausted, he fell asleep. A few hours later, he woke to the greatest way you can wake up ever. The smell of bacon. That's right. The smell of bacon. He bolted up in bed And he began to get dressed to go downstairs, so happy to be greeted by such a great smell in the morning. And then as he was going down the stairs, he remembered that because his family had opened his Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, they had had a big breakfast in the morning before anybody was allowed to touch their presents. And since it was his family's turn for their tradition to integrate it into their special way of doing Christmas, he knew what he would greet downstairs. And sure enough, there was his lovely wife, Kathy, making breakfast. "Oh, honey, I'm glad you. I wanted to let you sleep in. You tossed and turned most of the night. You woke me up a couple of times." He said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And so they gathered the plates full of food, and Brian gobbled his down as quick as possible. But Kathy, being the dainty woman she was, took her time and pleasure, enjoying and savoring each bite. Meanwhile, Brian knew that just a stone's throw away was that box, and whatever was in it was going to be his. So finally, Kathy had finished her breakfast. They sat in their own chairs. He sat with his one gift. On the left side of Kathy's chair was a mountain of gifts. And that's when Brian realized that they had run into another family tradition that both families had. Ladies first. Ladies first, man. And of course, he knew what was coming. He had given his wife plenty of gifts through their courting. She was one of those people that believed if you opened the gift properly, you could reuse the paper. It was a painstaking process watching his wife open each and every one of those gifts. It took forever. But eventually, the mountain of gifts became the mountain of unwrapped gifts. And each time she unwrapped it, she smiled warmly at Brian and said, "Thank you, I love it." And finally, it was Brian's turn. And as his hand snatched the box, ready to rip it open, his wife's hand gently grasped his and said, "Honey, I probably should have told you this to begin with, but before you open it, I need you to know and understand something that, there's a tradition I didn't tell you about in our family. It has to do with the wives, the women, and the first gift they give their husband. I'm only allowed to give you one gift. And it's one that's a homemade gift that Mom taught me how to make." At the mention of his mother-in-law, whom he loved dearly, there was a little bit of fear because while she was a lovely woman, she was, well, Brian would say, nuts. She had some very, very strange ideas. But then he looked at the angelic face of his wife, Kathy, and how important she thought Christmas was, and he knew that she wouldn't have allowed her mother to ruin their first Christmas together. So he just shoved those thoughts aside. "Oh, honey, I'm sure it's fine." Finally, he opened up the gift. He looked inside the box. He looked at his wife, who smiled brightly. He looked at the box, and he pulled out a piece of string. A piece of string, yes. He smiled at her and said, "Oh, wow, honey, thank you. It's what I needed. It's a piece of string." She said, "Oh, silly. You haven't got the gift yet. The string's just part of it. So what you need to do is need to wrap it around your finger. And then you need to close your eyes. And then you need to empty your mind of any thoughts at all." That was weird, Brian thought. And then he realized what a brilliant woman his wife was. Brilliant beyond belief. He knew exactly what was going to happen. So he happily wrapped the string around his finger. He closed his eyes and then began to think about all the things that she could move in while his eyes were closed. I mean, she could just have her pockets full of things like car keys, a remote to a brand new TV, a game controller. I mean, she could have all of those things stuffed at different places around because he was so fixated on the stupid Christmas tree. And she had outfoxed him because she was going to unveil all this cool stuff. And it was going to be awesome. And when his eyes began to water because they had been closed so long, he thought that he had had him closed long enough. And when he opened his eyes, his wife hadn't moved at all. And the smile that was in her eyes suddenly turned into a frown, and she began to shake her head and said, "Oh my God, he didn't get it." "Oh, no, no," he said. I got the string. It's right here. I haven't lost it yet." She shook her head and said, "No, you didn't get it." And she walked off like he had done something wrong. He wanted to yell at her, "Hey, you got me a lousy piece of string for our first Christmas. I'm not crying. Why are you going off?" But he stopped himself. He realized that that was not the way to handle this. He was going to be a loving, caring husband, and he was just going to go with the day and go with all the things that they had planned to do. But God, that was painful. One event after another in which neither of them really cared about because they were both mad at each other, for some reason unwilling to say anything to each other about it. It was the worst day of his life. And it was exhausting. And so he sat back in his den, his place that he could go be by himself. He just sat in his chair, and he had that stupid string, and he wrapped it around his finger, and he unwrapped it, and he wrapped it. And he's going, "How in the world did this turn out so bad? And how did he end up being the bad guy in all of this? He had gotten her all these wonderful presents, and she had gotten him a lousy piece of string." He was so tired of talking to himself about it, so he just wrapped that string around his finger, closed his eyes, and just emptied his mind. And that's when everything changed. Really changed. He was seeing the world, but his eyes weren't open. He was seeing the world, but not through his own eyes. And not in this very moment, no. Some 26 years ago, he was seeing the birth of his wife through his father-in-law's eyes, but not just through his eyes. He was feeling all the things that his father-in-law was feeling as he held his daughter for the first time. And all the love, it was overwhelming. And then as the child, as Kathy, his future wife, an infant, was handed to her mother, he felt everything that she felt. The exhaustion, yet the elation as she held this life that had been inside her for so long. He felt her dedication, her worry, her joy. This mixture of emotions, he had never experienced at this level before. And time leaped forward. And he heard Kathy's first words, the ears of his in-laws, saw her walk for the first time, felt the joy of her parents, the sadness and joy as a kindergartner she got on the bus for the first time. And each of those pinnacle moments in Kathy's life, he experienced through his in-laws. It was overwhelming. Was the most beautiful thing he had ever experienced. Until the whole thing changed again. And he saw himself through Kathy's eyes the first time that she had noticed him. And he laughed at himself as he realized the first time she saw him, she thought he was a jerk. But slowly, inevitably, how she fell in love with him. He knew exactly how she was feeling the first time their hands touched, the first time that they kissed. He knew exactly what she was thinking the day they got married as they stood before the altar and proclaimed their love to God and their vows to each other. And the view of life changed again to his own, but his eyes were older, and he saw the children he may have. He saw his life unfold with Kathy and the beautiful future. The ups, the downs, the triumphs, the tragedies, all these experiences. And when these visions finally faded, and he looked at that string upon his finger, he realized that he had gotten her a mountain of gifts. She had given him everything that she was, everything that she is, and everything that she would ever be. And he looked from the string up to the door, the entryway to his office, and there she was standing there, tears streaming down her face. And before she could say anything, he was out of his chair and his lips pressed against hers, and in that kiss, he gave to her everything that he was, everything that he is, and everything that he would ever be. And while their lips parted, their hearts and souls never did. This is not just a Christmas story because it is about someone's first Christmas. But this is a story to remind us of what God has given us in the person of Jesus Christ, in this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. For in Christ, God gives us everything that he was. For in this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes is a God through whom and by whom all things were created. And everything that he is, our Redeemer, our Savior. And he gives us a future of everlasting life in his presence. Christmas is a celebration of the great gift God gives us, everything that he was, everything that he is, and everything that he will ever be. May you have a merry, merry Christmas, because God loves you. Let us all go and love others as he has loved us. The end.